Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
This Friday on We're at Purple Day, the Australian Sports Museum, in collaboration with Proud to Play, will be featuring stories of LGBTQ plus trailblazers as they launch their Pride Showcase.
Now, at a time when people are still asking, where are the LGBTQ plus players in certain sports? The Australian Sports Museum are sharing the stories of Australian athletes who have led the way in their chosen sporting fields and have been changing the game for years.
Joining us this morning to tell us about this is Cade Matthews from Proud to Play. Welcome to Joy Brekkie, Cade.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure. Now, you've been working on this for, you were telling me, about 6 months. How did this Pride Showcase come about?
Yeah, so the Australian Sports Museum reached out to us wanting to tell a story of athletes from our community. And they wanted to tell a story that was sort of told, right, and had the right athletes and had representation from our community. So I approached Proud to Play and myself to consult on that project for them.
So the theme of this year's We're at Purple Day is to write your story. Whose stories are being shared as part of the Australian Sports Museum Showcase?
Yeah, so we've got a number of stories being told from all aspects of our community. We've got Ricky Coughlin, who's a trans woman who ran long distance in the early 90s. We've got Ian Roberts, of course, playing rugby. We've got Alaya Green, a trans man who is playing rugby union. Sally Shippard, of course, a former Matilda. And we have also got Josh Cavallo in there as well as Josh Cavallo's Pride jersey that they wore in the first Pride game after he came out.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, it's great to actually hear that we're also hearing about athletes from a wide range of different decades. Like, some of them are stories that we're very familiar with that from the last couple of years, and others are ones, like you were saying, from the 90s, like Ricky Coughlin.
Yeah, definitely. We tried to tell a story with that Wear It Purple Day theme in mind. We tried to tell a story of athletes through a period of time, especially with our trans athletes, with Ricky, going back that, you know, a lot of people in a mainstream sport see the trans, for lack of a better word, the trans issue to them as a new thing, but, you know, trans people have always been part of sport and always been, you know, accepted in sport to a degree or by welcoming communities at the very least.
Yeah, well, another group that you are featuring in your Pride Showcase is a group called the Adelaide Armpits. Now, Dean has teased me with this, but not given me much
information. I'm raising my armpit right now in the studio.
What in the world is an Adelaide Armpit, and why should we be sniffing it out?
Well, the Adelaide Armpits are actually a club that was formed, I think, in 1978 in Adelaide. They're a women's a lesbian soccer club. Unfortunately, they're now defunct. They folded in 2018. But being that first queer sporting club in Australia and bringing people together, we thought it was important to just give them a small part of the story, to link it back to community and also tell that story of, you know, that write your story, where they chose to write their own story of forming a club and a community around football.
I love that you've been able to go back and find that first representation in our country and share that with us all. Now, how are these stories being told as part of the Australian Sports Museum's Pride Showcase?
Yeah, so the showcase is just a cabinet of 4 to 5 physical items, but under each cabinet at the Sports Museum is a multimedia display. So we've sort of got two stories told on that display, and it includes quotes and visuals and video from athletes, as well as some recordings of audio. So there's sort of, it really brings the showcase to life as you look at the items and then get told the story as you're there.
Oh, and what's it been like for you as someone who works in for Proud to Play in this space to put these stories together in a really public way?
It's been really good. Like, we at Proud to Play, we really enjoy telling other people's stories. You know, for me, a big focus of being in this role was being able to connect with people and help them achieve their goals or get people involved in sort of rewrite that narrative that sport can be, a harmful place for our community and helping people find their place in community. So being able to tell these stories at something like the Sports Museum on a permanent basis allows us to start increasing awareness of people in sport of our community, as well as, you know, giving those people who are coming into sport for the first time that might have seen sport as a harmful place to see those role models that have led the way.
I love it, and I especially love that it's launching on Wear It Purple Day, which is Write Your Story, and sharing the stories of those in the past who have done this work over decades is really fantastic to be able to see and celebrate. You can see the Pride Showcase and celebrate those who have forged paths for others in sport, embracing their true selves and helping to create a more accepting world at the Australian Sports Museum from Friday. And by the way, there's a special entry coupon of 20% off if you use the code word PRIDE.
And you can find out more about the showcase and what Proud to Play are up to tonight on Joy at 7 p.m. as Cade joins Jax as part of Game On. Cade, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.